Alrighty. Welcome to the Suitcast. This is going to be episode number 43. And so real quickly, I just wanted to go over some of the things coming up. This specifically being MPLI, the MPL Invitational, and then of course the M5 Wildcard and M5 itself. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So grab your snacks, your drinks, and anything else you want to have, and let's get to it. Alrighty, so for nearly the past week, and the reason why there hasn't been an episode in the past week is usually, you know, for this Suitcast, guys, we're pretty good, I would say, recently of getting an episode out as much as possible, maybe within a week frame, right? I've always wanted to do like a weekly upload. It's just sometimes I get it, sometimes I don't. But this past week, well, the last episode was what? I think it was like October 31st or somewhere around there. Maybe it came out on Halloween or something, you know. But initially, these 10-11 days, now that I'm recording this on the 11th of November, I have kind of gone off the grid a little bit. And that is mainly for a couple reasons. One, just my parents are visiting. So my parents came from Japan and they were here. And I literally just kind of went offline, so to speak, for the most part. I still obviously had to stay connected and do some things here and there. But for the most part, I was spending a lot of time with just, you know, friends and family. I went back to the South. If you guys are in the Philippines and you know a little bit about my history, I originally was living and I went to school and everything in the area of Las Piñas, right? So usually when my parents come visit, that's the time that I usually get to go back there and visit them and see old friends and, you know, college buddies and whatnot. And so, yeah, really just this past week and a few days, I've just been chilling over there. You know, I pretty much packed like a little bag and went out there to hang out for 10 days or so. And while that was happening, if you guys would have seen, I was also part of the M5 group draw, and I was happy to be a part of that alongside Mara, Delar, and Demon Kite, and that was cool to do. You know, when you watch it, it's kind of crazy that that's all obviously green screen, but that was a full day recording thing, and it was very just, it was nice to do, nice to be a part of, right? At the same time, I got to meet Demon Kite and Delar, of course. I met Delar. He was also a part of the podcast for The Road to M5. And then, of course, if you guys know, I'm just a big fan of Demon Kite ever since I entered the MPL in Season 8. So that was kind of cool to get some time with them and you know, get to talk to them a little bit about their plans for the future. So I won't give any of that information out, but I can't wait for season 13 to see where it all kind of unfolds with those guys alone, right? There's already been a lot of whispers, especially even about Delar and some of the tryouts that he's been doing. But aside from the M5 group draw, during that time that I was also spending my parents, I went to ESGS, right? And this will always be like a special thing for me. If you guys are familiar, or I think I even talked about this in one of my earlier episodes here for the podcast, ESGS will always have a special place in my heart. Just because years ago, 2-3 years ago, I can't exactly remember, ESGS was the first, I would say initially it was like the first exposure that I had after streaming for about a year or maybe nearly 2 years at that point, right? By that point, we had already established ourselves as a Gord main. I think at that point, too, we had already hit number one in the world and everything. But I was also very much interested and also kind of streaming World of Warcraft at the time. And ESGS, during this time, right when things opened up after the pandemic, they had just had an online version of ESGS. There was no, you know, there was no offline version. And the one that interviewed me ended up being an eSport acquaintance and then eventually a friend, and that was Mika Fabs. And, you know, I ran into her this ESGS, and she knows about that story. She knows that that initial interview was kind of like one of my steps forward into the eSports industry or gaming industry and whatnot, going from just, you know, a guy who streamed basically MLBB to eventually meeting amazing and great people and organizations, right? The ESGS interview was about World of Warcraft, one of the new expansions coming out at the time. I think it was before Shadowlands came out, I think. And it was before me and the Philippine guild that I was in at the time was about to do like this race to max level type thing. So that was going to be like eventually, even if it was a 24-hour stream, it was going to be that until we hit max level and yada yada. It was just really cool, right? We were talking about World of Warcraft for ESGS, and eventually, you know, that led me kind of down the path of where I am today. And so ESGS for me is always a special thing. This time around, even though I had a couple offers to do some quote-unquote work, again, I took this approach of I am going to rest. You know, like, yes, I had the group draw thing. Yeah, I went to ESGS for a little bit. But initially, like, my whole plan this past 10 days or so was just to rest and play Spider-Man 2. And that's exactly what I did. Right, I beat Spider-Man 2. I finished the main story at least, which usually, if you guys know me, I don't have a lot of time to actually play video games, which is kind of ironic because I'm in technically the esports / gaming industry. I just don't have a lot of time to game anymore. And so these past like 10 days, and I was like, all right, I'm going to sit down. I got Spider-Man 2. I actually had it during playoffs, but I was like, I am not going to start this until playoffs are done, right? Until the MPLPH S12 playoffs are done, which I didn't. I held off, and then I waited for this time, and I had a great time just relaxing and playing video games, you know, and kind of de-stressing from a lot of things because I looked back on it, and, you know, from ISF, I think from like season 11 into, I can't remember if it was NACT and then ISF came or whatever the order was, but from going to Saudi Arabia to coming back to doing some more and then going to Romania, coming back, going right into season 12, aside from that also trip in Japan, which was partially work, I really haven't had this like downtime. And it was just getting to me, I would say, like towards the end of season 12. Like once playoffs hit, I was kind of feeling that burnout feeling. And that wasn't just because of, you know, all the casting that I was doing. It's just an accumulation of everything from the casting stuff, traveling and casting, which, you know, I'm so thankful for, by the way. It's just, it can be very tiring when you're juggling that. And then you're also, of course, you're running a business. I'm opening a new business, which I haven't really talked about yet because it's still very, you know, low key. I'll talk about more in the future. And then, of course, like the whole freelancing stuff that I do. So, and then on top of that, obviously, you have a life as well, you know, dealing with everything in regular life. And then also, obviously, going to the gym and like trying to stay healthy. You know what I mean? So like all that stuff built up for months and months and months on end. And this is probably how some of you guys feel, right? Like the grind can be very real. We all take on different, you know, amounts of work and amounts of grind. But essentially, it's all the same, right? Eventually, you're going to feel a little burnt out. And that's where I was getting to. And I 100% needed that, like, if I take away the group draw and ESGS, I had like a solid week of doing nothing except just relaxing and chilling, spending time with friends and family and playing Spider-Man 2. And that was perfect. So if you guys are feeling the burnout or you're in the middle of the grind and whatnot, always don't forget to take those breaks when you can. Even if it's not like 7 days, if you can just take a day or two, whatever you can handle, 100% do that. Because now that that's over, now that I've had that, I feel so refreshed and ready to go for what's ahead of me, which is a lot, right? Like we still have, now that it's been announced, we have the M5 wild card, which I am, again, thankful for the opportunity to get to fly over to Malaysia again. I haven't been there since I casted my first international tournament, which was MSC 2022. And so the fact that I get to go to Malaysia again for this M5 wild card, see some of these teams that a lot of people are wondering about, and then that leads into M5 here in the Philippines, you know, I can't wait, right? Now, I just want to talk a little bit too. Before the wild card, there's MPLI. So real quickly, I think you guys know quite a bit about MPLI already. I'm just going to throw it out there that I will probably be restreaming. I think I am going to be shown as one of like their official restreamers. I will be restreaming it on the YouTube page, probably not every single day, but I'll try to do 2 or 3 days worth of it. And during that time, I just got a bunch of like stuff from them too that I would like to give away to any of the viewers that stop by. So if you happen to be listening to this before MPLI starts, which I think is Wednesday Philippine time. I think it's Wednesday. When is the 15th? Okay, yeah, Wednesday. So if you guys are, if you pop over into the stream during MPLI, I'll be giving stuff away courtesy of them. Thank you guys for the opportunity, also to One Esports. And so there's MPLI, and then there's, of course, the next focus, which is the M5, right? M5, that being starting in Malaysia, which I think is interesting. Maybe you guys, that's the thing. Like, I think people have different opinions about Wildcard. I think it is really cool that we have this, and this is like the first iteration of it. And I think it's a good preview. Like, MPLI, if we think about it, MPLI is kind of a preview of what could, you know, some of these teams bring to M5, depending on the rosters they bring out. But the wild card is a good preview of some of these regions and some of these teams that have slowly been rising and gaining traction. One being, of course, like Team Logan from Mongolia. Dude, we were so surprised about their whole ISF qualifiers and then in ISF, their performances there. You know, and of course, like For Miracle Esports and BBC, but he's not BB anymore. He's just C. You know, and of course, like teams that we know quite well, like Team SMG, who had a great run. They've got also, of course, two Filipinos on it. I think it's Miko and Soxa. And then, of course, a lot of people want to know what's going on with Keep Best Gaming from China. How is that going to play out? And how are they going to do? And, you know, some of these other teams. I think Wildcard is going to be very interesting in itself, seeing how some of the metas differ between these regions. And then, of course, who are the two teams to lock in those last two slots for M5? Now, for M5 itself, we start that. It's kind of funny, man. Like, so I leave for Malaysia. I think we finish on the 26th. I think the 26th is the last day. We fly back the 27th. My birthday is on the 28th. And then we have about 2 days, and then we have rehearsals for M5. So M5, and then we just get to it. And this is the thing. Once M5 starts, like, time is just going to fly. It's going to be so much work. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. It's going to be a little bit of stress. But that's the thing. I think, too, in terms of workload, this M5, I think I have a little bit less than I did at M4, which, again, at M4, we had a little more work, too, just because a couple of the casters, you know, did have to take time off because, if I remember right, yeah, they got sick, and so we had to pull up on some of those rotations. But, you know, for this, for M5, I think it's distributed pretty well, and since we are also here in the Philippines, I actually don't know 100%, but I think since we are technically like the local talents for this, we'll probably have a little bit less days, and they'll prioritize some of the international talents that they're flying in. That's just what I'm assuming. Also, possibly, you know, since I will be, I think I'm the only, aside from Mara, I think I'm the only Philippine caster talent, yeah, flying to Malaysia. So I don't expect to have a ton of days for the actual group stage and knockouts for M5. If that's the case, I'm fine with it. Again, I'm just excited for M5. And whatever I get to cast, I will be super happy about and excited to see how M5 unfolds. Because like I've been saying in the M5 Journey to M5 podcast with Manjean, I still highly think that this is going to be one of the most competitive M series, along with just multiple amazing narratives for this M series that we haven't had before. And I think it also bore some new rivalries and new narratives going into 2024, right? So we'll see, again, how all that kind of paces out and everything. M5, there's going to be a lot to talk about as we get closer to it. And I would also like to do some form of predictions once we know the last two teams from the wild card on how that will play out. But, you know, I think a lot of people already have like their top threes, top fours already kind of in mind. for M5. For me, I don't really want to throw any of that out there yet until we have the last two teams locked in. So, yeah, we'll just see how that unfolds, right? Now, aside from that, once M5 is done, then I think everyone gets a nice deserved break, right? That's before Christmas, before the new year and everything. Maybe, maybe not. I'll travel. But again, my parents will be visiting again this time for Christmas and New Year's. And it's also a big birthday, I believe, for my father. So we'll definitely be spending some family time. Because, man, when I look back at 2023, I'll probably do an episode on this too, on everything that has happened in 2023. It has been a hell of a year, right? And I can't imagine basically what could possibly happen in 2024 if things continue to build up the way that they have been, right? So there is more that I want to share too, like I said, with another business venture that I'm going into. But as more details come for that, I'll go ahead and talk about that in an episode. But aside from that, everything else is just moving along. I hope you guys are as well. You know how the burr months are, man. They can get kind of busy, kind of hectic. So remember, once again, if you're on that grind, you're going for it. You know, you're looking forward to your 13-month pay so you can buy yourself whatever you want to buy for you or your family or whatever. Keep the grind going, but don't forget to reset and take some rest here and there, right? Because no matter how good you are at managing that workload, the end of the day, we're all only human. We do need some break here and there, right? So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this episode up here. I will do another one once. Most likely I'm in Malaysia and I'm going to be talking about Wildcard, kind of the experience there, because this is the first one, right? I don't even know what to expect from the M5 Wildcard, aside from we know the structure, we know the teams. Right. So, and now we know the talents. So I can't wait to actually work with some of these new guys as well for this. And of course, like old friends from the casters as well. So we'll see how it all unfolds. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Again, take care. We'll see you in the next one. GG, WP.